Healing passed right by him, hit the person on the side of him. Ooh, my body been healed. I'm feeling better. No residual effects of that stroke that I had 10 years ago. Huh? Hit the person on the same road with him. No more medicine for that depression. No more anxiety. Hit the person sitting right on the side of him. Amen. Oh, God, I understand now what I'm supposed to do at work. I'm going to go to work. Work unto the Lord. They get a promotion. They bless. Get a new car. Get a new house. It's hitting everybody except the ones that's done up here.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another blessed presentation of God's Holy Word with Pastor Omar Tebow. This sermon has been recorded live at Philadelphia Christian Church right here in Lafayette, Louisiana. As always, each audio message is designed to bring you into a deeper knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So let's go into a sermon that's already in session.
Now the beauty of this is that they're lazy, slow, sluggish, indolent, not to everything. Not to everything. But only when it comes to the things of God. Are you with me here so far? You got some people come here, amen, they're not tired until I start preaching. They get tired. What's wrong? You're dull of hearing. Because every time you hear the word, hey God, you want to go to bed. Oh, people get shaking themselves up. You want to go to bed. You're dull of hearing. You're dull of hearing. All right? This ain't no lullaby. It's the word of God. All right? Now, the same one that fall asleep in here, you put on a football game. You see him at the softball game. Go! Swing, pastor! But he won't get in the church and become dull of hearing. Isn't that something, huh? We have people like this, y'all. Sluggish, lazy, slow. In the word, but everything else, fast. Can't understand the deep things. My first point, active obedience, ooh, God, ooh. But you bring up, hallelujah, the positions of the saints and who playing what? Are the Lakers? Are Golden State Warriors? Are their favorite car, their favorite engine? They can tell you the horsepower of every engine, every car they see. But they can't tell you where something at in the Bible. Are you with me here so far? He said it was dull of hearing. Jesus spoke of this, y'all. In Matthew 13:13, he says, therefore I speak to them in parables. Because seeing, they see not, he said. And hearing, they hear not. Neither do they understand. How could you be in a place and see something and not see it? How can you be in a place and hear something? Everybody else getting breakthrough. Everybody else getting blessed. Everybody else getting delivered. Everybody else getting inventions and ideas. Everybody else moving forward and going on. You hearing the same thing, but not hearing it. Seeing they see not. Hearing they hear not. And they do not understand. I'll skip to verse 15 of that Matthew scripture. Hallelujah, something wrong with our, hey God, but here it is. For this people's heart is waxed gross. That means the heart is callous, is hard. And don't you know that your heart can be hard to the word of God? Don't you know your heart can be hardened and callous to the voice of God? Huh? And you listen to everything else. Your favorite show come on, huh? Your favorite reality show come on. And boy, you attentive, boy. You happy when it's a season-ending saga, huh? Ooh, it's going to be on 2 hours, no commercials. Huh? I go a little bit long on Wednesday night. Ooh, pastor, I don't know if I'm coming next weekend. These people's heart have waxed gross, hard hearts to the word of God. Look what he says. Jesus says it. Their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes, they have closed. It's an intentional thing. I don't want to hear. I don't want to see. But here's the problem. Lest at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, should understand with their heart, what's going to happen? And should be converted. And what's going to happen after that? And I should heal them. See, the importance of hearing and seeing and understanding is that the Word of God heals us. Heals us of what? Everything. He sent His Word and His Word healed them. Everything. Every bad situation you in your life right now, everything that's not going right in your life right now, the Word of God has the power to change your situation. And the people come and the Word is going forward. The Word is right there. The answer to their situation, the blessing is right there. And they sit there, close their heart, close their eyes, and close their ears. And deliverance just go right by them. Hit the person sitting behind them. Hallelujah. Huh? Healing passed right by him. Hit the person on the side of him. Ooh, my body been healed. I'm feeling better. No residual effects of that stroke that I had 10 years ago. Huh? Hit the person on the same road with him. No more medicine for that depression. No more anxiety. Hit the person sitting right on the side of him. Amen. Oh, God, I understand now what I'm supposed to do at work. I'm going to go to work. Work unto the Lord. They get a promotion. They bless. Get a new car. Get a new house. It's hitting everybody except the ones that's dull of hearing. It's an individual choice. It's an individual choice. And Jesus says, oh, God, if they would only see, hear, and understand, that they could be turned, that they could be converted, and I should heal them and bless them. Philly, listen to me. This is the last place you want to be. You don't ever come to a church where we so much in the Word, you get, hallelujah, you take it for granted. You take it for granted. You come up in here, amen, just because your mama wants you here, or your daddy wants you here, or your spouse want to be here, but you're here, but you're not here. You're thinking on everything else. Dull of hearing. Up in here falling asleep. Why the keys of life are being passed out. Amen. Woo! And I got a word for our ministry heads up in here. Listen to me good, ministry heads. I want you to watch for dull of hearing people. In all of your ministries, watch for them. They will disguise themselves like they want to work hard in the ministry for you. But what they're doing is running away from sitting down in church and getting the Word. So every weekend, they're going to be in the sound booth. They're going to try to be in the video camera. They're going to try to be in the nursery. And listen, I'm not talking about people that really want to work and serve the Lord. No, I'm talking about people running from the voice of God. Every time I come to church, I see them somewhere else but the Word. They don't want to hear it. They stop up their eyes. They stop up their ears. In the midst of living water and dying of thirst. Yeah. Salvation on all around them and on their way to hell. Dull of hearing. Ministry heads, watch that. If you need more people in your ministry, listen, come to me. We're going to work on that. But don't you work the people of God to death. All right? And don't you let them hide from the Word. Parents, same thing. Huh? Them kids come to church, hey, God, dull of hearing. They come to church, dull of hearing. Pastor, what you mean? They're not paying attention. Right. Now, I'm not saying the little ones because they can't pay attention. They ain't got nothing to pay. They can't pay attention. But every now and then, what you do, you ask them a little something when you get home, amen, and the ones that look like they're not paying attention, they'll be paying attention, but you just want to try to make sure that they're not growing up dull of hearing. Yeah. Hear something. All right? And then they got the parents, amen, who the children go to the bathroom 5 times during service. All right? You think they just need a potty like that. Oh, naive. Oh, naive mama, naive daddy. They're running from it. They don't want to hear the voice of God, man. Because the voice of God pointing and flashing lights upon situations they got in their life that you don't know mama and you don't know daddy, and they don't want to hear that voice. So they get up out of here to get away from here. But guess what? We put speakers in the bathroom. And so they up in there. Hallelujah. And the speakers are there. You understand? That's why we put them in there. Oh, no, you're going to hear this word. But the first answer, mom and daddy, is for you to get bold and courageous and say, sit down there. Because if this was a Northside game, you wouldn't be getting up to go nowhere. If this was something else, you wouldn't be going, sit down. You can hold it for 2 hours. And if you can't, we're going to bring you a diaper. But you're going to sit down and you're going to listen to that word. 16-year-old with a diaper. Listen to me, man. I know 2 and 3 year olds that sit in the whole service without going to use the bathroom. Stop running, man. Stop running and don't let your kids run. The Spirit said, don't let them go yet. Yeah. Leaving them babies home while you come to church? I don't feel like coming today. You don't feel like what? What if God said he don't feel like waking you up? He don't feel like putting food on our table. He don't feel like paying our electricity or paying our mortgage or paying our rent. What if God didn't feel like buying you school clothes so you can have you some shoes? What if God, huh? You don't. Look, man, I'm leaving in 5 minutes. Expect you to be in that car. Don't fight nobody. I'm not saying fight nobody. You see? But don't let them be dull of hearing in your house. Don't let them be dull of hearing on your watch. There was a situation early on in the life of Philadelphia where a mama put her foot down. And that mama said, daughter, look, you're a little teenager and stuff like that. You think you're grown, but you're still in my house. While you're in my house, you're going to come to church like mom and daddy come to church. If anybody going to be tired, I should be tired. I work all day. You ain't done nothing all day. If anybody needs an excuse, I need an excuse. But no excuse, you come to church. Listen, man, that mama got that girl to church. I'm talking about it was drama. And little girl, she didn't want to come. I thought they was going to bump in the parking lot. You heard what I'm saying? I'm about to sneak somebody, you know? I ain't telling. Listen. That same Sunday, Dad, watch this. That same Sunday, little girl come to church. Spirit of the Lord fell. Look up altar call. Guess who was at that altar? Little girl at that altar. Crying. Never was the same again. And let me tell you something. To this very day, I look at our tithes coming in on computer, and that little girl name is on that tithe and roll and sheet that mama made a stand and made a stand for the Lord. Save that little girl. So I wish that we had some parents in here who was bold enough to put their foot down and say, like the word said, as for me and my house, we gonna serve the Lord. That boy didn't just say for me and I ain't gonna worry about y'all.
We pray that you are blessed, encouraged, and challenged by today's message. As always, we would love for you to fellowship with us in person. Our service times are Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Also on Tuesdays, we have midweek Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. We would really appreciate if you would consider partnering with us financially to help keep this broadcast on the air. In order to do so, simply go to the website, philadelphiacc.org, and just click the donate button. And as always, our prayer is that God would richly bless you and keep you and give you peace. Shalom.
EXCM Publishing is grateful to announce Pastor Omar's newest book, Generosity. In this book, you're going to learn what the Bible says about giving. Being armed with this knowledge, you will immediately be able to identify who's playing in church and who's real in church. Giving to the Lord is a proof of your love for Him and your devotion to Him. Generosity, Pastor Omar's fourth book. Get your copy today, available online by visiting extm.org.